With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hey everyone, just me at the top of the show to one, thank you for downloading this episode of Don't You Know Who I Am? And two, to let you know, if you're in Melbourne, come along to the live show starting Saturday, January 23, 4 p.m. at Comedy Republic there in the city on Bourke Street. Great venue. If you've not been to see comedy there, it's really, really good. Tickets are at joshua.com.au. I'm doing four shows, so starting January 23, going up to February 13. I would love it if you could make it to some of them. Tickets, $20. Amazing lineups. The venue's amazing, and be great to kick off a new venue with some sold-out shows. So make sure you get a ticket, joshua.com.au, for all the tickets. Also, if you're a Patreon subscriber, thank you very much for keeping the lights on. Thank you very much for your support throughout 2020. It was much appreciated. Hopefully, you're enjoying all the top fives. They didn't take a break over summer. They keep on rolling every single week. If you don't know what I'm talking about, I do a bonus podcast called Top Five, where me and a buddy sit down and we discuss the top five of a topic that I've decided. So there's lots and lots of fun. If you can't afford the $5 a month, you could always help out the podcast by spreading the word around, going to iTunes, leaving a five-star review, leaving a nice comment there. That helps the algorithm, gets more people to see it when they're searching for comedy podcasts to listen to. That's all I need to say about housekeeping stuff, what I need to say in front of this episode. So this was the first one back with people in the room with me. So I wasn't on Zoom. It was really exciting. But then the thing I was recording on, everyone else's microphone worked except for mine, which is annoying. So what I have done is, it's now very late at night. I've been here for hours and hours and hours recording all my bits again. So not all my bits, but all the questions. So you can hear the questions, you can hear the points, and then and the intros as well. So if you go, oh, that sounds weird, that's because I'm recording it in a room with no one else around. So there you go. So hopefully you can get through it. I was umming and ahhing whether I put this one out, but then I thought, you know what? The four guests were so great, and yeah, it's really, really funny. So it's out. Things are going to get better from here, guys. Hey, thanks. Enjoy this episode. I'll see you on the other side. Bye. Hello and welcome to Don't You Know Who I Am, the podcast asks who knows whom, who knows what, because who knows why. My name is Josh Earl, and this week I discovered if you type my name into Google, it auto-completes it to Joshua Early Childhood Center in Colorado, which means cool. I really need to get my career back on track. Hey, if this is your first time listening to the pod, what I do, I get four very funny people and I quiz them all about their lives, so let's meet them now. Our first guest shares his name with a character of a graphic novel. Can you please welcome from the Little Dum Dum Club and Filthy Casuals, it's Tommy Dasilo.
Yes, very true. Someone sent me that graphic novel. I started reading it and hated it. What does that tell you?
Oh, is it no good? So the main character is Thomas Allsop.
It's Thomas Allsop.
Is he a good character or a bad character?
I don't remember that much about it. I think I got halfway through it and went, this sucks. But I think it's pretty long running. I think it is successful.
So if
I think the graphic novel is more successful than the real man who shares his name with it.
If they turn into a film, will you change your name back to Thomas Allsop from Tommy Dasilo?
Yeah, just to make it really confusing, just to make sure that there's no way that anyone can ever find me online.
Nice. Also joining us is a man who shares his name with the curator of the Album Cover Hall of Fame in Chicago. Can you please welcome from the Phone Hacks podcast, it's Mike Goldstein.
Thank you. Yes, the Album Cover Hall of Fame.
Yeah, not the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Right. Yeah, the Album Cover Hall of Fame.
Okay, so is a Mike Goldstein on an album cover?
No, he's the curator, that's all.
Okay.
He just chooses like the banana peel from Velvet Underground.
He's the guy in Brash's, yeah.
The Zippy, yeah, on the Rolling Stones one.
Oh yeah, the Strokes, yeah, ass cheek.
Although
yeah,
in America, they had a really bad cover.
Well, because it was what censored to just some basic, bullshit, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
What was his favorite?
I didn't go
covers
into the website. I just looked like at his LinkedIn.
It was. It's Dookie. I'll tell you right now. It's Dookie. It's his favorite. It's a big explosion. It's got a turd.
It's a cartoon, man. It's cool.
It's amazing.
Is this a real thing or just like in his garage?
It's just a .com, so maybe it's just a blogspot. I don't know. I didn't go into it. Our next guest shares her name with a personal stylist and fashion designer in LA. Can you please welcome back? It's Erin Michelle.
Ooh, I'm here.
So her label is Amici.
It's annoying how many 17-year-old Erin Michelles are artists on Instagram. It's very frustrating.
Finally, is a man who shares his name with a Wollongong landscaper. Can you please welcome back? It's Angus Gordon.
Yes,
that's me. That's I've lived two lives.
There is a photo of this guy on his LinkedIn profile, but it's like, you know, when you see photos, you're like, that can't be the photo. Like, you've got to surely take another photo, mate. Like, he looks so angry about having his photo taken.
Yeah, imagine if you just described, this guy's so ugly. He's got like red hair. He's kind of pale. He's wearing a, it's like you just start describing my jumper. It's got like a lion on it. That's the ugliest guy I've ever seen. That's the best photo they could do.
Okay, our first game today is called Social Media. Well, I'll read out a status update by the four of you. If you know who wrote it, you buzz in. Your names are your buzzers. You get a point if you're right. A point to the person who actually wrote it if you're incorrect. So, question one. New Banksy ideas. A rat looking at a mobile phone with a beautiful rainbow behind him. He doesn't see it because he's looking at the phone.
I'm guessing Mike. Angus?
No,
shit.
I was waiting for the question to end.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I knew it. Am I meant to wait or do we interrupt?
This is a rude podcast.
Okay. All right.
I mean, if they're my tweets, they're beautiful artwork, so you should wait out of respect till the whole thing has been read out.
I'm so used to Zoom and just interrupting people, you know? So, yeah.
Better counteract the lag and just start talking just before it's done. Yeah.
Okay, question two. I keep staring into the abyss, but it keeps avoiding my gaze out of embarrassment because I'm being so desperate.
Yes, Aaron. Angus.
You are
That's, his one has a rainbow. Yeah. My one's like, well, why won't you be my friend?
It had a desperation that seemed not specific to COVID.
COVID was just normal for me.
Yeah.
It's the same.
Head strong landscaper in the Wollongong area.
That's
vibe.
What I think about when I'm mowing grass. Everyone loves to do that joke. Cutting my grass, are you, mate? Yep. For money.
Okay, next question. The human centipede is a bisexual icon.
Angus.
Tommy. I heard Angus first.
Aaron.
You are correct.
Yes, it's had the word bisexual in it.
Yeah, it was obviously me.
Next question. I'm generally not very perceptive or intuitive, but one thing I pride myself on is my 100% success rate of being able to detect a recent breakup based purely on social media activity.
Mike.
Yes, Mike.
Aaron?
No, that's Tommy. That's Fuck. Tommy.
He has
no idea.
I can't pick.
It's real easy as well.
Shit.
Was that tweet inspired from when I went through a breakup and posted about it?
Maybe.
Because it's an old one.
Yeah.
I have a sneaking suspicion.
Really?
Yeah, but let's not talk about that because I shouldn't.
Do you want me to say honestly who I think the main catalyst was?
Oh, go on.
Your current boyfriend?
Yeah.
I mean, there was a lot in the soup in a month long slate of time, but
when we started dating, my friend was like, oh, just remember that he's just gone through a breakup, and I was like, that was 6 months ago.
Yeah, there's no more 3 a.m. tweets at the moment. It's completely different now.
Question five. Quarantine day one. Masturbated. Came all over my stomach and had to hold my shirt up with my chin so it didn't get soiled while I waddled around the apartment with my underwear still around my ankles looking for something to clean myself up with. Wife and kids are horrified.
Tommy! Mike!
Fuck. God damn it.
That was like the meme of the kid with the vein just bursting out of the side of his head.
I thought that was another Aaron tweet.
You let it play out though, which is nice.
Yeah.
You
know?
Yeah. I wanted to respect the craft, but god damn it.
Oh, dude, find the gold like that, you know, fucking retweet it, put it out there on your own shit. It's amazing. Yeah.
Question six. I tried doing my own version of My Dad Wrote a Porno podcast, but the porno my dad wrote was too sexy. I can't make fun of it. I can only respect him as a man and writer of erotic prose.
Aaron.
Yes, Aaron.
Tommy.
No, that's
Angus. Fuck!
Oh. Yeah, I'm a diverse writer. I thought about that when I thought, what if my dad wrote a sexy porno?
Yeah.
And I jacked off to it.
Next question. Podcast ideas 2015. Talk about comedy, history, or true crime. Podcast ideas 2020. Discovering Bega, the search for Mumbos 1 through 4.
Tommy.
Yes, Tommy.
Aaron.
No, that is Mike Goldstein.
Damn. Yeah.
Little.
I think so. I think it was, yeah, when Finding Desperado first came out. But there was also, I don't know, something else set it off. But then I definitely got a text from Cameron James saying, fuck you, Mike G. So, yeah, as long as he took it as a veiled insult, it's fine with me.
Well, Alexi listens to this podcast, so he might.
Okay, good.
Question 8. Ended my relationship with God 17 years ago and still getting panic attacks wherever I see a rainbow. Motherfucker, I said don't contact me.
Angus.
Yes, Angus.
Aaron.
Yes, you are correct for Angus, yes.
Yeah, was it clear? Because I started laughing at my own joke.
I wasn't. It was the word panic attack.
Oh, yeah. That's fair.
It is hard to hide the tell, though. Just for me, the impulse to just put my head into my hands when it's one of mine and go, God, shut up. What are you talking about? Yeah.
Which is worse, isn't it?
Yeah.
Question 9. Whenever I'm horny scrolling back deep enough on some hot lady's Instagram and I see she posted a black square a few months ago, I'm reminded of how we need to fight together to end systemic racism.
Tommy.
Yes, Tommy.
Mike.
Yeah. All right.
I may not know Aaron or Angus very well, but I can call a Goldstein when I see him.
You can pick it. It's so predictable. God damn it.
Is it the cynicism?
Probably.
I feel like the like compass has been calibrated now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And our last question for the round. The police just shot Chris Lilley while he was doing blackface, and nobody can prove if it was racist or anti-racist.
Mike.
Yes, Mike.
Angus.
Yes, you are correct.
Yes. I love it.
Yeah.
I wrote that one.
Yeah, what was your inspiration?
Well, I was in blackface at the time, making out with myself in the mirror.
Yeah, at the end of that round, the scores are Aaron Michelle on 1 point, Mike Goldstein on 2 points, Angus Gorton on 3 points. In the lead, it's Tommy Dasilo.
You're welcome.
Two of those are Goldsteins.
Yeah.
All right, this round is called 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Now, we've all had jobs. Sometimes that's good. Sometimes it's bad. Today, we're not going to talk about a job that we had, but a job that we employed someone at. So today we're talking about Aaron Michelle. Now one night, while living alone, Aaron had a burst water pipe in her apartment. She called an after-hours plumber who arrived fairly quickly. After Aaron showed him where the burst pipe was, he asked Aaron if she had a computer that he could use. She didn't ask why, but said sure. But why did the plumber want to use her computer? Was it A? He got up his Instagram page and showed Aaron a video of a guy stacking it on a jet ski. After it finished, he said, I filmed that. Over 1 million views. Even Barstool Sports shared it. And then asked Aaron if she wanted to watch it again. Was it B? He got a USB out of his pocket and opened up a PowerPoint of his poetry. And there in her bedroom made her read his poems. Or C? He got on YouTube and just typed, how to fix burst pipe. He then saw it in Aaron's room and watched it. After it finished, he asked her if he could take her laptop out to the pipe in case he needed to watch it again. Now, one of these is correct. You can ask her as many questions you want, but bear in mind she wants you to get it wrong. The floor is open for questions. Ask
away. Okay, was this on the Gold Coast?
No, it was in Brisbane.
Okay, well then that's still Queensland, so jet ski would seem to be pretty...
There are jet skis in Queensland, I can confirm that.
Yeah, but they fucking love it up there.
They do.
And he seemed like he was trying to impress you, maybe, or...
I made a joke that he must really like water.
Right.
And then we just sort of got into water-related conversation.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's his prime achievement, I guess.
Okay, so it was a video of him on a jet ski.
No, he took the photo.
He took the photo, okay.
The video, sorry. Yeah.
Of it someone stacking it off a jet ski.
Ah, right.
Did he want to see the computer before or after he fixed the pipe?
He got me to set it up. I lived alone.
But the pipe's still like leaking.
So he's talking to me while he's fixing it, being like, get your computer ready. And so we're prepped by the time he's ready to go.
But when he saw the computer, had the pipe been fixed or not?
He finished the pipe.
So why would he need to see a video about how to fix a pipe?
Wait, which one are you
Angus
asking?
Is a lawyer as well. This is amazing.
Detective Gordon.
I've got to say they're all true, and I've forgotten.
So the third one is not true.
I thought you were talking about the jet ski one.
I know, that's why I used my logic and atheism.
I would lie about all of them. Now you've just got a muddled lie.
Yeah, okay. Okay, this could be all part of it. What kind of computer was it?
It was like just a laptop. I don't know brands. It was not an Apple one. That's the only
Josh,
brand I know.
I think none of them are real.
Yeah. Well, can you give us a line from the poetry he recited?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Her soft hair glistening.
From the burst pipe?
This guy's really talented.
It just like, that's the only one that stuck in my mind because that was the one where I was like, started worrying that there was going to be, it was going to get like more romantic.
Oh, right.
It was very, very basic.
Did you mention your poetry before he showed you the poetry?
He scared me off doing poetry for about 5 years. Okay. And I've only just gotten over it to be able to.
Okay. Carrying the USB around is a pretty great, like, not even just printed on little index cards or whatever. Like, no, I've always got to be reciting them. Yeah. Like, if you've written it, you could probably memorize it. That's great.
Yeah.
Try new material at a gig and you walk on with a USB and you're like, has anyone got a laptop I can chuck this into? I've forgotten my gear.
Yeah.
How long ago was this?
I said, I think about 5 years.
Was Barstool Sports a big thing? I feel like that's something you made up, the reference to Barstool Sports. I feel like that's something you know about. I think you know about it though. You're like a basketball guy. Yeah. The videos have come up in your recommendations.
You can see how long Barstool Sports has been a thing for.
I think in Australia, people knowing about Barstool Sports is a newer.
I don't have any idea what the. I can barely even understand what the word is that you're saying. What sports?
Like a
Barstool.
Yeah. Barstool. Like you sit on at a bar?
That's what I thought it was.
Yeah.
It's the podcast network this podcast is hosted by.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Boston.
It's an Instagram page. It's like the fat Jew of
funny sports videos.
Like
videos right.
That's,
okay, right.
That's also confusing if you don't know that's a pre-existing thing and you're just making an example. Imagine if.
Okay, that one's a lie. You're right. That's a Josh Earl. That's a Josh Earl reference.
But the Barstool Sports, that was the jet ski one, right? That was the guy falling off. And then it was poetry and then burst pipe. But to Angus's point, he had fixed the pipe but then went to watch the video.
Well, there's a burst pipe in, like, the burst pipe is in all stories. So he came to fix the burst pipe in the middle of the night. And then while he was doing that, he asked to use my computer.
Right.
And then when he was done, came over and did one of these three things.
Yeah, no, I understand that. When he fixed the pipe, did he then watch the video after?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like he used the computer after he fixed the pipe.
Okay, right. So that's...
In all scenarios.
Right.
Okay.
All right.
In the third one, bizarrely, he watched a video of how to fix a pipe.
Once he's fixed the pipe. Yeah.
Which would
just
make
to critique what they're doing in the video.
Yeah. Which is the funniest thing you could do in that scenario.
That is good. I just want to make sure I didn't fluke it this time so I know for next time I'm called out.
Yeah.
I may have blanked on the third one and forgotten the detail and just fucked myself.
Well.
Do you reckon if you said brown cardigan, it would have been more believable in the lie? I don't know. Barstool Sports just is such a weird detail.
All right, let's just ride this round out for the entire ep. I don't want to do anything else.
So what are you doing? Do you think A, B, or C?
I reckon the B, the poetry.
The poetry. You reckon a plumber read his poetry from a poet?
Yeah, I'm not classist like the rest of you.
Tell me, what do you think?
You know what? Against all my better judgment, I'm going to go with C.
I'll go with A.
You go with A?
Yeah.
Okay, the correct answer was B. Oh. Angus here. He knew how to play the game. So a point to Angus. 2 points over Aaron.
Thank Thank you.
Barstool Sports, mate.
I halfway through, Angus started looking at me real like suspiciously, and I thought he'd remembered that I've done this on stage as a bit in Brisbane before.
Don't listen to other comics.
Yeah, and I thought you had secret knowledge. But no, you were just really like trying to suss my face.
Yeah,
trying to suss for clues.
So this guy, the plumber reading poetry.
Yeah. It was the same thing I did when I was 8 on Windows 3.1, is that he put like stock images on each page, different stock images. He didn't even theme it properly, on the back of each PowerPoint slide with his poem superimposed over the top, which is classic. But I was in a studio apartment by myself, and he'd already done the job, and then instead of leaving, like wanted to come into the bedroom bit. So I was just I have to let this man show me his poetry, otherwise something bad might happen to me.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So I just told him it was good, and he was satisfied with that, and he left. But
honestly,
I'm just like,
that is the only way to get anyone to read your poetry.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, it's this or
I just mean like how little validation for his poetry was he getting in his life that he had to take his USB around in his toolbox just in case someone seemed vulnerable enough to read him?
Did he copy the files onto your computer?
No, that would have been amazing.
I just can't believe the USB element of that is just fantastic. Not just printed out and in the jacket pocket. You can do that on the doorstep then. You don't need to be given access to the study or the bedroom or whatever it is.
He could have just given me like a card, like with his handle, and been like, "Oh, you're an artist. You like poetry. Here you go."
Yeah,
it would be the pretty sweet, poet. Like business, like for a plumber, just put it on your fridge next time there's a
magnet,
like some sort of emergency, like another leak, or you just feel like more poetry.
So at the end of that round, the scores are Aaron on 3 points, Mike on 2 points, Angus on 4 points, and still on 4 points, and still on the lead. It's Tommy Dasilo. All right, this round is called Yeah, Nah, Yeah. In this round, each of you are given a fact about another person on the panel. If everything's true, you'll say yeah. If everything's a lie, you'll say nah. You can ask them as many questions you want, but bear in mind, they want you to get it wrong, so they get your point. So, to Aaron, Tommy once got fired from Baker's Delight because he threw out a Boston bun after a bird flew into the shop and trod on it. Because it had been touched by a bird, Tommy thought it best to turf it. But when his boss came in and saw that it was in the bin, he asked Tommy why it was there. Tommy told him the story about the bird, and the boss told him it was coming out of Tommy's wages. Tommy argued that was bullshit, and the guy told him, do not come back into work. Yeah or nah?
So the bird definitely touched it?
Yep.
Okay.
Gross.
And so this guy wanted you to sell a bird-touched bun?
Yep.
Were you just meant to like follow proper write-off procedure?
I think I was maybe... I don't know. I assume I was just meant to put it back in the cabinet and like just hope that no one in the shopping centre had seen and that they would just buy the Boston bun.
See, I'm just fabricating like a more realistic argument. Like,
okay.
If he was like, no, you've got to follow the process. You can't just throw them out. And you'll be like, what's the point?
Yep, yep. Is you that hear that, Josh?
This is another video he saw on Barstool Sports. Yeah.
If all the ones Josh made up were about Barstool Sports.
I'm going to say nah.
You're going to say nah? You don't think this is true?
No, you can't.
Oh, you are correct.
Yeah. I did work at Baker's Delight and I did get fired, but just for general incompetence, nothing that specific.
Not a Boston bun.
Not a Boston bun. Just being 19 and shit at my job. that rules.
How many jokes until you get kicked out?
Yeah.
I did one shift there.
What, to the customers or to other employees? Oh, shit.
That's great. They promote you to deli, then you're making cock jokes about the sausages,
yeah.
And then you're back to the checkout and you're like, imagine putting your dick in this register. Fuck, where do we send him now? Yeah.
Yeah. I'd much rather be on the register.
Oh, really? Yeah, true.
Did they think you were sexist because you weren't making jokes about the folded hams?
Yeah.
Now, next question to Tommy. When Goldstein was in high school, he got sent home from school because for Halloween, his costume was dead member of New Kids on the Block. Yeah or nah?
Which one?
Joey.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and
that's Timberland.
Timberland. Yeah.
Cool.
So Joey McIntyre, Jordan Knight. Wasn't there a Wahlberg? Yeah, Donnie. Yeah, Donnie.
How old are you, Mike?
40.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how did you? What was the costume like? How did you make it look? How did you make yourself look like a dead member?
I actually bought a New Kids on the Block shirt and then ripped it up and put blood on it, and then it was like one of those knife to the head type things.
Oh yeah,
and then had the blood coming out, so it was very graphic.
He got murdered wearing his own merch.
Yeah, so sad. Yeah. And the school was not happy with it.
Okay, I'm gonna say yeah.
You are correct.
Yes.
Well, I do. Can I correct? What are the details? High school makes me seem way older than I am because it was elementary school. Oh, yeah, because if New Kids on the Block were popular when I was in high school, I think I'd be pushing 60.
Well, that's why. Because they're a little before my time.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah. So it was elementary school, and because if it was an American high school, you can show up and kill people. They don't, you know. So.
But you yourself being dead—that's beyond the pale.
That was beyond the pale. So
was he murdered?
No.
But just generally to represent death.
Because it was pretty cool, you know, like fuck the New Kids and what if I wanted a dead one and, you know.
How old were you?
8, 9
years old?
No, well, it must have been 11. Okay. Yeah, 11 or 10.
I figured out a pun and can't figure out how to segue, but I thought of the pun, New Kid in the Plot.
Ah.
Like a graveyard plot.
Right.
Yep.
I thought you were just going to go for a Jew kid on the block, but sure.
No, you've got to trust me more.
Okay.
No.
So a point there for Tommy. Now, to Goldstein. Now, when Angus was a child, his mum hated it when he swore, so they initiated a swear jar in the house. Any swear cost him $1. But for his birthday, his nan gave him $20 on a card, and Angus screamed fuck 20 times in a row and put the money straight in the jar. Yeah or nah?
Okay, so just went with fuck 20 times in a row. You didn't want to mix it up?
Just ask Josh what I've done.
Bastel sports.
Yeah, because I'm a big fan of like Stuart Lee's repetition as a child, so I thought there's nothing funnier.
It starts funny and then circles.
It gets funny at the end. Yeah. Because if you mix it up, it's actually less funny.
Yeah.
Because they think you're not going to say fuck again, and then you do.
Right. So at the time, were you even using C-bombs, or was it was all just F was the worst?
F was the worst that I knew.
Right. And in front of grandma, she gave you the $20 and then you just
said
screamed.
It, you know, I opened her mouth up and I shouted it into her mouth. I was a dumb child. I thought if words go into your mouth, that's how you hear it as well.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to say nah.
Yeah. Also, why would you have a swear jar for a child? It's not their money.
Yeah.
Kids get pocket money. We're do you get? No, we don't have one. We're contemplating. My 6-year-old is swearing.
They're getting into it. That rules.
I thought you wanted to know if he was still getting pocket money.
Yeah, I was like, do you get pocket money?
Also, my kid is flipping the bird all the time.
Wow.
It is pretty funny.
God, it's a beautiful age.
How old is the kid? How did he learn it? Do you know? Oh, just flicking off. It's the because it's a slippery slope from that to Barstool Sports.
But wait, you learned it at school. You've been homeschooling all year.
Yeah.
This is funny. It's like that's a roundabout way of saying I taught him.
Right. So to Angus now, Aaron's upstairs neighbor for a few days had music constantly playing. And when Erin tried to sleep, she could hear it. After a few nights of this bullshit, she went to confront him about it in the middle of the night, but he didn't answer the door. A few days later, the police knocked on Erin's door and the neighbour had put in a noise complaint about her disturbing him during the night. Yeah or nah?
Nah. Why not? Mix up the fuck with the format. Fuck the man. Fuck Josh Earl for inviting me on his podcast when I ask him to.
Brother, he's got to fill an hour of this thing. Ask some fucking questions. God, the vibe in here is electric, isn't it?
I'm carrying this podcast as it is.
You think I can't be noisy? I can be noisy. Look, I can. This is a normal person's volume.
What did you do, do you think, to get the noise complaint?
I was knocking on his door. Like, I came up in the middle of the night.
So it was the knocking?
Yeah, because I wanted to tell him off.
What kind of music did they play?
It was like kind of like... Like, at first I thought he was just watching a movie, but I think it was just, like, soundtracks. He just was playing sound. He was a bit older.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was it in Melbourne or where were you living?
Brisbane.
In Brisbane.
Everything fucked.
What suburb?
Happened. Not everything fucked. Most of the fucked stuff that's happened to me was in Brisbane. And Wollongabba.
Wollongabba. Which apartment?
I'm not telling you my old address.
But just generally, where in Wollongabba was your apartment block?
Like, you know where Annerley Road is?
Yeah.
Sort of one of the side streets.
Near where, like, the laser force is.
No.
I wish you didn't ask any questions. No.
What do you want?
That's I should have stuck with nah.
No, I'm captivated. I'm loving this.
Anyway, nah.
You are correct. Yes, it was nah. But very close to a true story.
Mm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Why did you change it then?
Because wait until you hear the true story.
Yeah, so I knocked on the door and he ignored me. But when the police called me... it was to ask me if I'd seen him recently because he was dead. So he'd been up, he must have been watching TV or playing a video game or something when he died. So it just played for a week while I was underneath the dead body,
yeah.
Getting real mad at him for having it up too loud.
And this was or wasn't near the laser force?
it's like a few blocks. It's like
right.
It's like sort of like
it is quite close to the laser force.
It's really close to the laser force.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
Okay, at the end of the round, the scores are Mike on 3 points, Aaron on 4 points, Angus on 5 points, and also on 5 points is Tommy Dasilo. All right, this is our final round. It's called Who. In this round, I'll read out a bunch of questions about you four. If you think you know who it is, buzz in. Your names, your buzzers, you get a point if you get it right, a point off if you get it wrong. Only round you can lose points. Our first one is this one. Who once refused to go to the police when their date's bag got stolen at the cinema because they wanted to watch the movie?
Aaron.
Yes, Aaron.
Angus.
No, that was Mike
Goldstein. That was me. I'm a terrible person. I'm going to hell.
I'm way hornier than him.
It was Looper, so this was 2012.
That movie's not even good.
It's pretty good. Oh. It's good enough
yeah,
to...
Yeah, if you step out for a second, you're missing a lot of key plot points.
I'm very picky about time travel detail, and it's inconsistent.
He hadn't seen the movie at this point, so he had to find out for himself.
Yeah, I had to stay. So, some guy's, under her seat was reaching for a bag, and she felt it. He grabbed her leg before he grabbed the bag. She... freaked out, and we went and complained to the cinema management, and they said they were going to give her free tickets. She refused, and she was shaken up. She was like, I'm going to go, and I was like, I'm going to see what happens in Looper.
I'm so relieved Aaron didn't guess me, because it would have been like, I don't know you very well, but you seem like a piece of shit.
Yeah. And there was never a second date, weirdly, so that was the first one and the last one. Yeah.
You need to go back in time and tell yourself to not leave the cinema.
I think it was my future self trying to grab the bag underneath.
Okay, next question. Who smashed their two front teeth as a kid but did it on a Sunday when no dentists were open? Had to spend the whole day in pain with two broken, jagged teeth.
Angus.
Yes, Angus.
Aaron.
Yes. Yeah. I was like racing my sister and took a short cut through the garden and didn't notice that there was like a child height railing and just ran straight into it in my face.
So did it break your teeth? Like,
yeah, so it like broke off the corners of both of them. So I've had caps.
Oh, so not just baby teeth?
No, they were my only two adult teeth and I immediately ruined them.
So did they fix them straight away, as in like you had caps all your life? Because my front teeth is fake as well.
Ah.
My parents didn't fix it. I had it myself.
So what did you have before?
A black tooth.
Mm.
I mean, Tommy had a black tooth.
Yep.
Mm. Yeah. Was that your personality? Like, did you feel like you had to find out who you were when you got your tooth covered?
Yeah. All right, next question. Who used to have a customer that would bring a teddy bear everywhere with them and this person couldn't figure out why?
Mike. Yes, Mike. Angus?
You are correct. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
What was the job?
It was at a cafe. This guy would bring in a teddy bear for his bulldog all the time, and I couldn't work out like why this old bulldog had a teddy bear. It was like a huge, it was like a Tommy Daslow sized teddy bear.
Oh, wow.
It was really, it's real raggedy, too. Mm-hmm. And he's like, because the teddy bear didn't use it as like a pillow or anything. And then one day I saw the dog fucking the teddy bear. Yeah. I was like, oh, it's his sex doll. He brings the dog's sex doll with him everywhere.
Yeah.
The cum filled sex doll. He's taken, like, why not leave that at home with the dog? Like, you just you're just case. Carrying it around. What? Just well, it's could. I mean, maybe they're both using it. I don't know. I don't know if this is the same guy or not. It was a few years ago, but my friend who also worked there said he saw this guy in a park nearby the cafe with the dog, and it was dead. And he was like, "What are you doing?" He's like, "I'm going to bury the dog in the park."
Oh my god!
What?
Next to the teddy?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think the teddy was still at home. He's, you know, he's not dead.
He's keeping the teddy.
He
could clone the dog, bring it back to life.
No, you got to bear him like a king with all of his
sex
servants.
Yeah.
Who got blocked by Dan Murphy's on Twitter because they jokingly told them they were only 17?
Mike. Aaron?
No, that's Tommy Dustin.
Oh. Forgotten that.
So you said you went and shopped there and then...
No, I just tweeted at them one day and went... I can't remember... Yeah, either I'd said something and they'd reply to it, but that seems unlikely. Yeah. I guess I had just tweeted at them, "I'm 17, lol."
And that was it?
And then they blocked me. Because I've always found it funny, you know, if you get on a website for a brewery or a label of beer or whatever, it'll ask you when you know, are you over 18? Yeah. It's like... Why have this? Who's honestly answering? And like, there's nothing, it's not porn. There's just like you looking at pictures of beers you're not allowed to do if you're 17.
I remember when
weird.
I was 12 looking at porn and it had that like, "Are you 18? And I was like, no, I'm not. And then I was surprised when I still couldn't see porn. Like I thought I'd be rewarded for my honesty. I was like, what is
this? Typical male entitlement.
Anyway, I just went back
on
and lied.
Woman's body just for telling the truth.
I did the same thing. I was honest because I was too scared to lie because I just, you know, you don't know how things work. I was like, oh, they'll know that I've lied. The cops are going to show up and arrest me.
All right, next question. Who, as an adult, bullied a boy by holding a door closed on them so they couldn't exit the stage?
Mike G.
Everyone. Yeah, we've confirmed I'm a piece of shit, so let's keep running with it.
I was telling my girlfriend about that the other day, and I messaged you going, "Where's that video?" Yeah.
And I was like, "Oh, I share it every year."
Oh my
video,
god!
If anyone wants to see the video, it's online on Facebook, and it's me locking Kieran Lyons on stage after he bombed. Yeah.
It's a gig in Perth where it's this weird set. Well, I don't think it exists anymore, but yeah, weird setup where walking onto the stage is not behind a curtain. It's literally through a door.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool. You feel like you're Kramer. You slide onto the stage through a door.
Straight onto the stage from the backstage. And then I was like, how has no one ever done this before? I could hear he was bombing and I was like, yeah, I'm just going to hold this shut. And then I got someone else to go around and film him fucking just panicking.
It's awesome.
And the music is like blaring and he's like,
awesome.
And he gets back on the mic and he's like, some fuckhead won't let me back in. And then, of course, because I was emceeing, I came back out, and then I knew he would be holding the door shut. So once I just closed the show, I just walked into the crowd, and I was there, and he's standing back there.
It's great because he's trying to get it open for so long.
Oh, yeah.
And then as soon as he goes to the mic to address it, that's when you come bursting through the door like, all right, everyone.
Yeah.
Heaven.
Next question. Who on a flight to Perth sat next to a man who only read the in-flight magazine and then tried to haggle down the price of a white wine?
Mike.
Yes, Mike.
Tommy.
Yes, you are correct. Point there for
Mike. A king.
Yeah, a true king.
A real king.
So what was the in-flight magazine? Was that a Tiger magazine or was it a...
That's a good question. What was I flying? Maybe...
No.
The behavior you'd like to think it's Jetstar.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because it's like, trying to haggle the wine. It's like, mate, I know you're going to Perth. You're probably going on from there to Bali, but it's not haggling time quite yet. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
He's just getting it in case.
It's just getting a bit of practice. If I can break someone up here, then I'll be good to go in the markets.
Yeah. Moving on, who tells their doctor to tell this person that their appointments are always 10 minutes earlier than they actually are so they get there on time?
Angus.
Yes, Angus.
Aaron.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. And in real life, just as confident.
Next question. Who once went to the cinema with a friend and during a sex scene, this friend leant over to this person and started describing someone they had sex with the week before?
Aaron.
Yes, Aaron.
Goldstein.
No, that is Tommy. That's not Aaron.
Eastern Promises.
Oh, yeah. So was this in the sauna? That's not a sex scene. Like, it's the...
I don't remember this happening.
All right.
I think it's overtaken in my brain by a friend of mine who was telling me this, like when this happened, it was a long time ago, that he had gone to the movies with his girlfriend and they'd had sex in the cinema. And I said, oh, what movie were you watching? And he said, Capote.
Nice.
Just bizarre stuff.
Loves Philip Seymour.
Yeah, her on top. He's still able to like see past her, like to Philip Seymour. It's like
there
this
will
is
be
rough.
Come.
When I worked at the movies, there was a guy who also worked there. He was just particularly good at telling people to stop having sex. So if you found people, you'd go get him and bring in the ringer.
Right, right.
Yeah, and he'd go down the front with a torch and be like, stop it, get out.
So it is...
Yeah, like people who are too young or for whatever reason can't do it at home.
I would not have thought that it was, that common.
They'd go down the front because no one sits down the front.
Didn't happen during Looper, I'll tell you that much.
And our final question of the game, who once bombed at a corporate gig only to see the organizer get a round of applause for them doing the worm after their set?
Tommy. Mike.
All right, yes. I'm a piece of shit. I do shit gigs. I'm an asshole.
I think I saw that one on Barstool Sports.
Yeah, that was one of those fantastic corporates where I ate shit for 20 minutes. And then as I was slouching out of the room, the lady started doing the worm and just rapturous applause.
Right.
And everyone's going nuts. And it cleansed the palate of me bombing for 20 minutes for them. But it really, really stuck with me. Yeah. Still got paid. Yeah, did my time.
Did you steal a bit and start doing the worm?
I should have wormed back into the room.
The backwards worm. Yeah,
just
that's
hitting
tough.
My head over and over.
At the end of the game, the scores are Aaron Michelle 2 points, Mike Goldstein 4 points, Tommy Daslow 6 points, but our winner, Angus Gordon.
Whoa.
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 There's this guy called Donald Trump on Twitter. It's pretty funny. He's having a tough time at the moment.
Yep.
He might lose his job. Like, he's just a battler doing it tough. Well, there's a lot of us are praying for him.
Hope he pulls through.
Hope he pulls through. My Twitter and I think Medium. Look, Angus Gordon on Medium. I've got a beautiful love story about COVID. Yeah. Check it out. Nine, yeah. Because I've told you, long-time listeners to this show will know that my Twitter got taken over by a bot.
Oh, yeah.
That just would tweet spam, like LinkedIn spam. And I thought that was quite funny for a long time. And then I thought I'd actually like to do Twitter again.
Right.
Hey, Tommy, where can people find you?
Oh, yeah. I've got, I'm at Dasilo on the socials. And I've got two podcasts called The Little Dum Dum Club and Filthy Casuals.
Comedy Mike Goldstein on Instagram, at Mike Gstein on Twitter, the Phone Hacks podcast. Yeah, get into it.
On Twitter, at Aaron Michelle BRB, and then on Instagram, it's at Aaron Makes Creative Choices.
Hey everyone, thank you very much for getting all the way through this episode. Hopefully it wasn't too painful. If you think it was painful for you, you're not the one at 11:45 recording all the extra stuff. Hey, just another reminder that the live shows starting January 23, 4 p.m. Saturdays at Comedy Republic, going the next 4 weeks after that, so ending on Feb 13, are on sale. Make sure if you're in Melbourne, you can get a ticket for that, because I would love to do some sold out shows at the start of the year and also support that great venue, Comedy Republic, which Reese and Kyron run. So tickets are at joshearl.com.au. Some great, great lineups. Also, thanks everyone who's been Patreon subscribers. Hopefully enjoying all the top fives. If you're not a Patreon subscriber and want to help out the podcast, That's what you can do. Go to patreon.com/dykwia. I'll see you all next week. Bye.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.